As Hashem continued with Shmir Saloshin Shar Zechira, Perek Tez Vav, Rel Tez Zayin, Shin 119. And we are continuing to discuss the topic of being careful not to argue and show lack of respect to Tamidi Chachamim, to our Rebbeim. Bayre A, come and see. Madis be medrash Rav Pashas Pinchas al pasuk v'hadarta pnei zaken. Come and see, says the medrash. The Chavetz Chaim brings what the medrash in Pashas Pinchas tells us on the pasuk v'hadarta pnei zaken. V'hadarta pnei zaken is the mitzvah to stand for an elder, to make sure we give the proper kavod. Says the medrash. Who is this zaken that we're talking about over here? Shukoi al chacham. It's not just an older person, but zaken is ein zaken umishakana chachma. A zaken is a person acquired knowledge, wisdom, or the Torah. Kedisa bikdushim mizel shayna. Ve'ezu hidur shomra Torah v'hadarta. What is this hidur that the Torah says that you should honor him? V'hadarta, you should honor him. Says Chazal, Shula Yamoid Bimikoimoi. Step number one, don't stand in his place. You know what it means to give honor to the Talmud Chacham? Don't stand in his place. Ula Yeshev Bimikoimoi. And don't sit in his place. Ula Yeshev Devarov. Now, this is a very important one. Ula Yeshev Devarov. What does it mean, Yeshev Devarov? Soyse Devarov means don't contradict him. Don't contradict him. You could ask to clarify, but not to contradict. Contradict is a whole different world. Shukomi she'enoi noyeg b'rabwe kol amidas elu. Ready for this now? If a person doesn't follow suit and give the proper kavod, and he makes sure not to stand in the makom, the place is where that Rav, where that Talmud Chacham stands. He doesn't sit in that place where the Talmud Chacham, where the Rav sits. And he does not contradict the Rav, the Talmud Chacham. And he has the proper awe. But if he doesn't, and he violates these, Nikra Rasha Lifnei HaMakom. Hashem says, this person, he's a Rasha in my eyes. This person contradicts the Rebbe, he's a Rasha. You know, you open up a sefer, to find out, you know, about the author, and you see approbations, haskamas. Say, oh, that's a great Rav said it's a good sefer. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a stamp on this person. He is called a Rasha. Why? Because he does not have the proper kavod. That he says, what's the difference? I'll stand there, I'll sit there. We both learn in yeshiva. In fact, I'm smarter than him. Not only that, this person who violates these rules, he's going to forget his learning. And his life is at stake of ending earlier. And at the end, he can also come to poverty. Shinemar brings a pasuk, V'toiv lo ye l'rasha, good will not be to this evil one. Lo yarich yomim katzel, he will not live long, just like a shadow is here and gone. Asherei nenu yorei milfnei elokim. Says Shloimei HaMelech in Koheles. Why? Because this person is not yorei milfnei elokim. He is not fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean he doesn't fear Hashem? We're not talking about fearing Hashem. We're talking about fearing the Talmud Chacham. Ah, but that brings us to the Gemara with Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva says, the pasuk tells us, Eis Hashem lekech atira. And Shimon HaAmsuni, Rav Kiva's great friend, and Talmud Chacham as well, darshened out, learned every time it said S in the Torah. He explained what that S refers to, what it means. Aleph Sof, what are those two letters coming to include, two coming to add? And then Shimon HaAmsuni comes to the words, Es Hashem Ulekecha Tira, and you should fear God. What's the Aleph Sof doing there? What else should you fear besides Hashem? And he said, no more. I'm going to stop. I can't make drushes like this because they don't make sense to me. He was about he did. He left all those drushes aside. He said, they're not good. Until Rabbi Kiva came along and said, press Control Z on the computer. He uploaded them once again. He brought them all back and says, no, they're all good. What do they mean? What do they all mean? They mean as follows. Ace, in this case, l'rabos tamidei chachamim. When it says you should fear Hashem, it includes to fear tamidei chachamim. And therefore, this pasuk that Shlomo HaMelech wrote says this person, v'toiv lo yeh l'rasha, the rasha will not have good. That refers to the Torah that he's going to forget. Because Torah is called good. Lekach toiv nasati lachem, eitz chayim hil machazikim bo. Lekach toiv, it's a lekach toiv, it's a good taking. Toiv, the Torah is toiv, it's good. But if a person doesn't have the proper respect for the Talmud Chacham, for the Rav, it's not going to happen. It's going to leave him. He's called the Rasha. He's called evil, wicked. And his life is at stake of being shortened. Just like a shadow, Kitzel, shadow is here and the shadow is gone.
That also include calling the Rav by his first name?
Good question. A person should not be calling a Rav by his first name. It's not Derech Eretz. Ad kan lashon medrash. This is the quote, end quote of the medrash. And with Hashem, we'll pick up from this tomorrow. More on this topic.